Hello again, this is James Madouk speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. Last week we were talking about the fact that you've got to have at least an electronic newsletter, an electronic magazine, an e-zine, a newsletter, whatever you want to call it. It's a reason to be in touch on a regular basis with your customers. Now, the question that obviously comes up is, like, how do I get people to subscribe to my newsletter? And when I first came online in 1994, 1995, you know, just the fact that there was such a thing as a newsletter was so cool that people would sign up for every newsletter they could get their hands on. And in fact, that's the big problem today. There's too many electronic newsletters. There's too many e-zines available. And people are e-zined out. So offering a free e-zine may not be enough to capture people's email address. And remember, we talked about capturing email addresses, that idea that your main sale or that first sale that you need to make is actually the purchase that you make of your visitor's email address. Now, you've got to be able to find something that's valuable that you can give away in exchange for the email address. And one of the best ways to do it is something called a pop-up. Now, one of the things that's interesting about pop-ups is they're a lot in the news these days because pop-ups, or a window that pops up in addition to the main window when you go to surf a site, a pop-up tends to be annoying if it's used incorrectly. So if you're going to use a pop-up, make sure it's a pop-up that is not an advertisement, but in fact it's an offer to give something to someone, and again, it's something of value. Now, what you can do is you can offer things other than a newsletter in the pop-up. And there's two main ones that people tend to use, and you might look at some variations of these ones. Now, the first one is the mini course, or the e-course, or the series of emails course. And what that offer is a small window, and it says, look, give me your email address, and what I'll do over the next 7 days, I'm going to give you a mini seminar via email. So you're going to get information for the next 7 days or the next 14 days or every 2 days, whatever you decide, but you're going to give them some valuable information over a period of time. And, well, I think this tactic worked pretty well at the start. It's a little bit long in the tooth right now, and the reason I say that is because people are already getting too many emails. They don't want any more emails. So you can try that one. It's a pop-up that offers a mini course. And of course, what you do is you set up the pop-up to capture the email address, and then you add the email to a sequential autoresponder, which we'll get to in another one, to send them a series of emails and another secret, pardon me. The second one, and this is something that you might want to consider, is to write a special report, a 15-page, 20-page snippet of valuable information, and then save it in Adobe Acrobat as a PDF or in an ebook software if you have ebook software. And what you can do is offer these ebooks or these snapshots, special reports in the pop-up. People are more willing, I think, to either receive a link that has a PDF copy or a special report. And what you can do is actually have these special reports and make them available and test them. Do 10 special reports, and again, they don't have to be long. They can be 8 pages. It can be 7 pages, but make them information that the visitors that you want to do business with, that you want to build a long-term relationship with, find out something that they're interested in. That's when it will be real powerful, because in fact, what you're doing is not only qualifying, you're disqualifying the people that you don't want to have sign up, the people that aren't going to buy from you anyway. So here's a little secret or tip. If you're going to use a pop-up, test the pop-ups, test the giveaways, and see which one pulls the best. So move around, make 5 or 6 different offers and change them on a daily basis or a weekly basis and find out which one works best for you. But by all means, use a pop-up. Pop-ups work if they're used correctly. And what that means is not for advertising, but you're making an offer to give something away that's valuable to the people that you want as customers. This has been James Madouk speaking. I hope you've enjoyed this secret from 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. We'll talk to you again next week.